emailing in relation to the I Love You More Vancouver Queer Film Festival ticket giveaway, or you can go to our socials and comment on one of the posts promoting this giveaway at CJSF or at CJSF Radio, depending where you look. I'm going to play you the trailer for I Love You More. As I said, it is in English and Albanian with English subtitles, so I guess I'll read you the subtitles live. It'll be fun. Anyway, here we go. This is the trailer for I Love You More being presented by CJSF at the Vancouver Queer Film Festival on August... the premiere is August 12th. You can watch it online from August 13th to 16th as well. So here we go.
When we meet,
are we going to have sex? Kiss your neck. And then I'll make my way down to your chest.
Ben?
Who is it? Where were you all night? With Linda. Why didn't you let us know? I'm not leaving without meeting him.
Come to voir mes parents.
I need to see him. Someone to love me.
Anna?
What about us? Listen. If you need someone to talk to, call me. By the way, about that. What happened? Nothing. Never mind.
Leo. I want to see you.
The trailer for I Love You More, being presented by CJSF in partnership with the Vancouver Queer Film Festival, August 12th at 4:15 p.m. You can win tickets to watch the screening through CJSF. We're giving away 20 tickets. You can email cjsfpr@sfu.ca, cjsfpr@sfu.ca. With your name and a plus one and the words Vancouver Queer Film Festival or I Love You More. Or you can go to our social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and leave a comment and tag a friend to indicate your plus one. So do that by August 9th at 11:59 p.m. so that we got time to turn around and give it to you. And you will be on your way to, well, I mean, you may be chosen, maybe one of the 20 chosen. A lot of tickets to give away. We'd love to see you there. So, yeah, I guess we will see you there. And I will be right back. For now, here's some music.
Time for body shots, three.
Jacuzzi, My Stone Wall by Devours from his new record Homecoming Queen, which is out now and amazing. Playing a bunch of shows this week coming up. Go see Jeff do his Devours thing. It's great. Okay, now here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, I'm going to play you some long-form music/audio art, sort of a meeting point between the two. This is the work of Edziu, who is a Tlalan and Tlingit artist based in Vancouver on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. And she has a new record called Potlatch in the Box that is a really cool blending of the stories of the past, present, and future, textures, stories from elders, words, vocals, just a really cool blend of audio elements and narrative elements and cultural elements all coming together to produce this really amazing album that is definitely best experienced front to back as a whole. But I mean, it's tough to do that on the radio. So I'm going to do, for me, the next best thing, which is facilitated by the fact that this is a campus community radio where we can color a little bit outside of the lines, as it were. I'm going to play you a long track, sort of the centerpiece of the record in my mind, called The Moose Are Life. And strap in. It's 11 minutes long and worth every moment. So here we go. Edziu. Potlatch in the Box. The Moose Are Life.
Displacement of moose, but over the past few years we've been seeing almost like the old Wild West of shooting buffalo from the train as it went through the prairies, and that's how we feel about non-resident hunters coming up to Tlalan territory and harvesting, you know, tons of moose and displacing local hunters in their ability to harvest moose. We don't have limited entry hunting, whereas the rest of the province of BC does have limited entry hunting regulations, which means that there's usually only so many moose tickets for other game management zones. And once those tickets have been filled by hunters, there are no more moose available to hunters who live in southern BC. So what they all do is they head north to our territory, and quite frankly, it's like a huge migration you know, often, and I'm only guessing, but it's based on years of observation, that there's probably between 3,000 to 5,000 hunters that come up and essentially take over the prime moose habitat. And they basically are everywhere. They're everywhere you can imagine. There was at least some ability for the moose population to be able to right itself after the annual hunt. Nowadays, it doesn't have that opportunity. Moose do not have opportunity. I have been to the top of Tabletop and was surprised to see like a ton of different hunting camps up on the top of the mountain. You have pressure coming from the top of the mountain and pressure coming from the river banks, rooting out moose to the point where they don't have a chance. There's no chance. Of moose in our territory, and it's very distressing, especially for those of us who grew up eating moose, and we look at moose not as a sport but as a pure sustenance for feeding our families. When I harvest a moose, I feel really sad about taking a moose's life, and I give thanks and I do ceremony and I take everything I can of the moose, because that moose gave its life so that we can survive. We pay it a certain amount of respect and reverence. And it's really difficult to film hunting camps where I've literally seen a moose carcass rot on the ground. Very sad. We're having a lot of those kinds of issues. There's been a lot of issues where we have witnessed wastage on the land, because often they take the head and the antlers, they take some of the choice cuts, and they leave the rest behind. And we need to start doing something more aggressively to protect the moose population, otherwise they're disappearing. They're gone. They're gone. Biggest fear traveling the highway was that you would run into a moose, because if we saw any movement off of the sides of the roads, that we were to tell our parents right away while they were driving, see a moose, see a moose, see a moose, see a moose. We don't even do that anymore. Nobody even worries about seeing a moose on the road anymore, because the fact of the matter is they've been hunted to the point where that they no longer come to the roadways. They no longer are in the sloughs that are parallel to the highways. They're no longer in the places where we always knew them to be. They're being overhunted. It's really sad. It makes me angry. I learned it from my parents and from my grandfathers and from my aunts and my uncles and my cousins. Just about everybody I came into contact, in one way or another, Moose was king. From a very young age, from the moment I could understand the world around me, Moose had been a part of that existence. Those memories are beautiful, of watching your auntie go up and cut a piece of the cheek off Auntie Raina and eating that and going, mmm, or my Uncle Hector, you know, just dancing around with joy, eating the moose head, telling us their memories of eating the moose and how they used to do it. Understanding within Indigenous people that if salmon and moose and caribou and other traditional food sources disappear, then how are we any different from the people that go to the supermarket? It is true that you do reduce culture by removing culturally appropriate and significant food sources. It is true that you do reduce culture by removing culturally appropriate and significant food sources. Removing culturally appropriate and significant food sources.
The Moose, Our Life by Edziu, from the record Potlatch in the Box, which I cannot recommend enough, here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Okay, we have just enough time now to get into another recurring segment, as promised. What did Jesse find in the CJSF archives this week? And this time around, it's the Get Up Kids, who are a very influential band in the world of emo. One of the, I don't want to say the originators, but you know, very early in the emo arc, I guess. The album that I found is 4 Minute Mile, which is their debut full length. Came out in 1997. And features a bunch of classic tracks, including Stay Gold, Pony Boy, Better Half. And the track I'm going to play for you, oh, another one, Don't Hate Me, that's a classic. The one I'm going to play for you is Shorty, which was actually released before this album came out as a single and was sort of the currency that got them the actual currency to make 4 Minute Mile to record it. So we're going to hear that, Shorty, right here, and then we'll see from there. I think we're getting towards the end of it. Democracy Now! Will be up next. So if I don't talk to you before then, I'll see you next week. Time for the Get Up Kids. Yeah.
Join us Friday, July 28th at 9 p.m. for a special performance by Jane Harms and Ian Davies to celebrate the release of Unit Pitt's limited edition Sound of the Sun Volume 1 cassette tape, available for purchase that evening. Jane Harms' new work, The Weekend of the Year, is featured on the compilation, which she will perform alongside several other works. Accompanying the celebration is the king of bedroom country, Ian Davies, who graciously brings his tunes for us from Montreal. Thank you to The Pale Fire for their support in hosting this event, which will additionally be an opportunity to see their current exhibit, Primes, showing works by Nicole André. Tickets are limited. Reserve your spot now. Pale Fire is located at 866 East Broadway, Vancouver.
This is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to